Don't worry about it.
I was sitting at the office the other day and someone stepped on my toenail.
Was that when you told me you were being mistreated?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Someone stepped on my toenail and half the toenail came off.
Oh.
And so it really bothered me because I have really good looking feet. So I went to the salon and my girl was like, do you want to just clean this up or you want to make it look normal again? I was like,
what's the difference?
Wait, hold on. You lost the toenail?
Half of it.
Oh.
So are you bruised?
No.
Ugh.
It was fine. It was like a quarter off. Like the whole corner was missing.
What's the difference? So what's the difference between clean? What were the options?
Okay, so anyway, the toenail, like the corner of the full corner came off. So it was like this. It was like straight across and then it went down like that.
Oh.
Whatever. So she's like, do you want to clean it up or you want me to make it look normal again?
You saw off the toe?
I was like, oh, you can make it look normal? She's like, yeah, of course I can. And I was like,
did she
make it look normal?
Acrylic on it? Stop.
Okay. So I've toyed with like OnlyFans and because I have good looking feet.
Yeah.
Do you know how good toenails look with acrylics on them? Like I might do a full set.
Oh, wait, stop it.
It looks like, look at my toenail, Samantha.
Was it that one?
Hold on.
Hold on. That looks really good.
Wait, the big one?
Yeah. It looks like a professional
toe. It caught the light that
shine. What do you mean? You like it better than your normal?
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
You do have very nice feet.
Is it here?
You're going to have to pay for that if you keep going.
Do people make things?
Uh-huh. No, it's this part.
Show me what region.
This whole area.
Wow.
I have a friend who every time he posts himself on like Instagram, he blurs out his feet because he's like, I'm not doing that out for free. That's how you should be.
Oh, I've also gotten some inquiries about some foot photos.
You got good feet too. Mike brought it to my attention. He was like, you have not really nice feet.
How do we make bank?
No one will see our faces.
Does your friend have particularly beautiful feet? Would you say?
The problem is the marketing. Like,
how do you
find an audience?
I think we have to like peel bananas with our feet and stuff like that. And like feed people spaghetti with them. Like stuff that I don't know if I could find
like
a willing
muck bang.
Have you seen the woman?
Muck bang
have you seen
feet?
The woman who could like shoot arrows with her legs? I think she doesn't have arms. That's what you should do.
Okay. Well, it's pretty specific.
That's what you should do.
Anyway, so I think next time you see me, I'll have a full set.
Why a full set though? Why would you need more? But like, why?
Because I love them.
You want to thicken them up?
Hell yeah, I do.
That's what it does. It looks.
I'll take a fill, please.
It looks thick and shiny.
Seriously, now my real toenails look sickly compared to this shiny little bastard. She's a beaut, I tell you.
She's gorgeous,
isn't she? I love her. I love her so much.
She's done now. Shiny little bastard. Don't worry about the shiny little bastard.
Someone had a story. You had a story?
I have a story. Clearly. I've always got stories for you guys. All right. So I feel good today. I've been feeling good.
Story of our lives. Temporary.
For about 10 days, I was kind of like feeling like a just off. I felt nauseous.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
and I'm not on a GLP-1. Nauseous. Was not sleeping good, a little confused, not confused, but like foggy. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy I figured out what it was. So I had run out of, I take vitamin D every day because 5 years ago, one of my doctors was like, you're low in vitamin D, which my dad now tells me 99% of everyone is.
Yeah.
But he thinks this test for vitamin D is not a good test and that it's like old school and antiquated and that most people shouldn't actually be taking vitamin D. Anyway, I take a random Whole Foods vitamin D, whatever, basic, dose, yeah. Right? And
2,000 IUs.
Duran's been going to this, consulting with this longevity doctor who's giving him like all sorts of vitamins and peptides and some shots, some oral, whatever. And I was like, noticed that he had a whole bottle of vitamin D. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, I'm out. Can I take a few of these? And thinking I would do it for like, two or three days.
Until you ran by Whole Foods.
I just ended up like not getting them. And like a week had gone by and I was taking them every day with my Zoloft and the carnitine that I take. I take another like amino acid because I have a metabolic mutation. Anyway, that's a whole other story. All of a sudden on the morning of 4th of July, I think it was.
Yes, it was.
I look at the bottle and it says once per week, vitamin D. 50,000 IUDs, which I didn't, I mean, I saw that it was a lot, but I'm like, oh, I'm just going to be like super like vitamin D'd up. Google it, guys.
You should be taking 2,000 if you're deficient.
Okay, so vitamin D, unlike other vitamins, like vitamin B12 is like water soluble. So you really can't like OD up. There's certain vitamins you can't OD on because they're water soluble.
Yeah.
And you just like, your body just like pees them out. Vitamin D, on the other hand, is a fat soluble vitamin and you can totally overdose on it. I mean, if you did this for extended periods of time, you could create like an over, like kidney stones, too much calcium in your blood. There's a lot of like really bad things that could happen over a long extended period of time. Fingers crossed I didn't do any permanent damage, but the main things, it suppresses melatonin production, which is like is the last thing that I want. So I wasn't sleeping. Even I was not sleeping so much to the point where I would take a quarter of a Xanax. And you know, like a quarter of a Xanax will make you sleep like a baby. I was doing that and it was doing nothing. I was taking melatonin. It was doing nothing. I took that magnesium. It was doing nothing. I'm like, what is going on? Why am I not sleeping? And why am I nauseous? So nausea, upset stomach, fogginess, confusion, melatonin suppression.
Well, we were at Disney.
Maybe that's
why. We went
why
on the first ride.
Yeah.
We went on the first ride, Star Trek, Star Wars, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, when you get in that tram and it's a mild.
Yeah.
Like it just shifts you.
Yeah.
You're like, are we moving?
Yeah.
Which
triggered
is worse
something
than,
in me. Yeah. Where I felt dizzy.
Yeah.
And I was like, what just happened? She still gets nauseous. The two of us are like analyzing every symptom.
I thought you were nauseous too from that. But then I realized you weren't as nauseous as I was.
I was just dizzy.
And then on Pirates, which is like a chill ride, I was like, oh man. And I like, I had to take a Xanax for the nausea at that point. See, Xanax is my like Windex of life.
It's good. You can cut it.
Well,
into
literally,
little
fours, it was like, we were on like a monorail that triggered something. It like shook us both.
Yeah.
And then we get on a boat. It was like the worst combination. And I was like, oh God.
Well, meanwhile, I was poisoning myself with vitamin D.
You had a half a million.
I'm glad you
ate a half a million IUs of that.
Also, I said to Duran,
why would you take that?
I asked you. If you mind if I like took a few of these because I'm out, and he was like, oh yeah, never in my life have I had a supplement that is once weekly. Never. I mean, it seems convenient, but never ever.
Well,
like, and if he had asked me, I would have been like,
yes, but
absolutely,
sure.
But it's once a week. It's like, oh well, I knew. I thought you'd read the bottle. It's like, of course I didn't.
Who reads the bottle?
Who reads the bottle?
Also, actually, I would have read the bottle.
I always thought like all vitamins are good.
Yes.
Like. Does everybody have vitamins?
Yes.
Have a Flintstone. Have a gummy bear. Like,
oh, those
I even stopped taking my like hair multivitamins because I'm like, maybe those are making me nauseous. And it was still so nauseous. No, so I guess the water soluble vitamins are, you can't really overdose on.
Yeah.
Which I think it's, can we Google water soluble vitamins? I know it's B12. I think it's A. My dad also thinks that B12 is like incredible for your brain.
B and C.
Yes. So like load the boat on those guys. So vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin A are maybe all fat soluble. Anyways, this is a PSA.
Good to know. Very good to know.
I don't even know why I looked at the bottle. Guys, I could have gone on like this for a long time.
I just got nauseous thinking
about
it.
Oh, you would have had kidney stones. Oh.
And I told you I have a high calcium score. So now I'm wondering, because it increases the calcium in your blood. Now I'm wondering if there's any correlation between like, maybe I just made my calcium score like double in like the 2 weeks I was taking it.
No.
My dad said no, but you know,
there's
sometimes
no
he lies to me to make
just to make you feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a good dad should.
I eat, what are those called? Tums as candy. Like,
you're so cute. I love you.
I've always been worried. Yeah.
Is it the calcium sulfate or something? What is it? What is it made?
I eat it like
used as directed. No one's saying.
I don't
see all of these used as directed. No one reads the bottle.
That legit.
Can form kidney stones.
No. Oh God.
Yeah. No, but that legit builds up the calcium walls in your arteries.
This is really good to know.
Yeah. You shouldn't be taking that.
Tums does?
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, it's a calcium.
Can contribute,
So it's vitamin D, you don't think it's the same thing?
Okay, this is good to know.
Osteoporosis, bone fracture.
Very
good.
Wait, you don't think vitamin D, candy, you don't think vitamin D does the same thing?
No.
It builds up calcium in your blood.
I don't know, I'm guessing. I feel a mild bout of nausea just hit me.
I'm going to ask my cardiologist just like what he thinks about it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to stop.
And I'm stopping vitamin D, you guys.
What a novel idea.
I'm this stopping vitamin D.
Okay, good. What are you going to stop? Yeah. I'm going to stop Tums. She's going to stop vitamin D. What are you going to stop?
I don't know.
What are you giving up, girl?
I think... Real toenails. No, I don't know. Toenails. I've got to change my life.
Don't give up acrylic toenails.
No, I've got to change my life.
You do?
Yeah, I seriously, I have to change my life. If someone looked at my search tabs, it's like...
What's going on? Are you still panicky?
Today, a little, yeah. I feel like
you haven't slept.
I feel like I crawl out of my skin.
You haven't been sleeping. That's the problem. Sleep is the key to all good things.
I took Lola to a premiere the other night and I didn't drink at all. And by the time I got home, it was like a wash.
Yeah.
So I just got in bed. My sleep score was a 94.
Whoa.
That never happens.
Wait, but you slept?
Yeah.
Three nights ago?
Yeah. Oh, that was 3 nights ago. Oh, okay. And then since then, you haven't been.
No, because I drink. I have like 2 20-ounce cocktails at night. And I don't know if that's contributing.
20 ounce. Now I see why Michael Jackson like took propofol every night. I mean, I'm sorry to pivot, but it's just like he Michael just Jackson needed a good sleep.
Yeah, it's true. And then you find something that helps you sleep and you go, oh, that was nice.
I found a baggie of trazodone at my house that someone gave me. I forgot about. And I kind of want to try it because you said you liked it.
Yeah.
You like it. You take it every night?
That's what you should take.
Hold on. You found it in a baggie?
My friend, I forgot. She started taking it, really likes it. And I was like, bring me some. I want to try it.
So what does it do?
She had handed it to me in a baggie and I forgot what it was. So I Googled like the thing on the pill and it's like,
I was trazodone. So I went to my doctor and I said, I have trouble sleeping. And he was like, I was like, can you give me like Lunesta or something?
Yeah.
And he was like, what's the issue? And I was like, I lie in bed and I think about the problems of the world and like what I'm doing the next day and I get anxious. And he was like, oh, let me give you trazodone because it's an anti-anxiety.
And it helps you sleep.
Yeah. So maybe that's what you need.
I'll bring you one.
I have a whole bottle.
Do you feel foggy the next day?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh fun. So now we're back at square one.
If I don't want to be foggy the next day, I'll take half.
And you take that every night usually?
No. As needed, when I...
Not like your Tums.
Not my
Tums.
This one is exactly. As needed. Once I gave up candy and I was like, I'm just not going to eat candy for a month.
Yeah.
Because I love candy.
Yeah.
And... I ate Tums instead because I just was craving.
Do you know how good the Tums are now?
They are like chocolate.
They're crusted. They're like the Mexican mints you get while you're waiting.
Exactly.
Oh, I've seen those.
They're so chewy. Yeah.
They're very chewy.
So this is interesting and obviously I think pretty well known. So with alcohol can increase the likelihood of waking up in the middle of the night and having difficulty falling back asleep. Alcohol can relax throat. I don't have sleep. You don't have that. Well, alcohol may help you fall asleep. Initially, it can wear off after a few hours, leading to awakenings and difficulty sleeping.
See, that's the thing. I'm not waking up in the middle of the night. But here's the thing.
Alcohol can relax throat muscles.
I don't need to know that.
Sure.
Also, but the worst is when you wake up after drinking and then your mind is spinning and you're like, oh my God, what have I done? What have I not done? What did I say? Why didn't I do this? Why did I do that? I don't know. Does that happen to you?
Sometimes. Do you spin? Not often.
I don't like that feeling.
But see,
I'm like, turn it off.
You microdose your antidepressant. I'm on a therapeutic dose of the antidepressant. So it really turns the switch off.
So you're like,
you
numb.
Smell what I'm cooking. But
shiny
I wonder,
bastard.
Shiny little bastard. But I'm wondering if microdosing the shots, like how many days do
Cotty's
you think?
Cotty's microdosing
a GLP-1.
Cures appetite.
Yeah. And by microdosing, it's like
a half of the. Is it half of a half or a third?
A third of
the starting dose.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was your theory?
So when you do a shot, like say you do it on Monday,
mm-hmm.
when do you think you feel the most effects? Do you think it's hitting me today? Today's Thursday.
Did you do it Monday?
Yeah.
I feel
maybe.
Like
yeah.
It's faster, no?
They say that it's initial, like it's pretty immediate, but I would say.
I don't agree with that. I think it's like, if I did it on a Sunday, I feel it on Wednesday. So yeah, no, I guess so. Like, yeah, I feel like
I would
the
say
worst
like half,
on a Wednesday.
Halfway through.
Maybe that's what I'm dealing with. I think I just need to take a little break.
And I would say 48 to 72.
But it's just, you know what? I watch all this shit on Instagram.
I want to just do it to really, Ryan to see what he feels. He'll be like, I sleep like a baby.
Of course he will. I've been watching all this stuff on Instagram. I'm like, why can't I be better?
What do you mean?
Like
better at what?
Like the 4 a.m. club or whatever bullshit club all those women are part
of. It's all fake.
Yeah.
It is?
It's not real.
What do you mean the 4 a.m. club?
They present an image I feel.
All these women are like, I stopped drinking to be a better parent. I'm part of, once I started the 5 a.m. club, is it the 4 or 5? 5 a.m. club.
Where they wake up at 5 a.m.?
They wake up at 5 a.m. and it's like,
make bentos?
Couldn't be me.
You're still in bed eating your toast.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I'm like, I eat like shit. Like, I had McDonald's for lunch today.
And whoa,
I had Starbucks for breakfast. Like, I'm just like, at what age am I going to grow up and like feed my body nutrients?
You
like,
don't
I
do
still
that very
take,
often.
I still take vitamins in gummy form. Like what? At what point am I going
to
go?
I'm the wrong person to ask about any of this because I don't see the issue.
Really?
No, I don't.
Yeah, but I don't feel
People
great.
Do it.
If I felt great and I was like smooth sailing, but I just don't feel great.
You don't eat McDonald's very often.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like you mix it. It's you mix and match. It's not like everything good in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
It's something else.
What does your dream identity look like?
Ooh, that's a great question. Let's round robin this. My dream identity, to be honest with you, it's to stop drinking.
Obviously, it's still you because you're rad.
It's me. Yeah, it is me, but it's the best version of me. And I feel like I do things to...
You'd be sober you?
I don't know if sober me is the best version of me. I've never seen sober me.
One drink less you.
No.
One drink what?
It's either one or nothing.
What'd you
it's
say?
I said one drink less.
Yeah, it's all or nothing for me.
It's all or nothing for me, too.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But I'm not a heavy drinker. That's what's funny, too.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, go on.
Is it also, what are the chances it's all in your head and you're totally fine?
Very likely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want you to enjoy it. You just got to start enjoying.
You're hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I perfect and I didn't know it?
You're great. Your feet are great.
Yeah, your feet are fucking... My feet slap.
That's a good place to start.
Let's start with the toe and work our way up.
maybe I just need to get in a better mindset. I just feel like it's like Groundhog's Day. Like, I don't have any boundaries with my kids. I don't make them brush their teeth. They don't go to bed at a regular hour. I'm doom scrolling at night. I have two drinks while they doom scroll on their little devices. Like, I just feel like I don't have it together. And I don't want to like keep up with the Joneses and be like a Stepford wife by any stretch of the imagination. But I feel like we should be brushing our teeth at the very minimum.
Yeah, they should.
You know,
yeah.
Like, how do you get your kids to brush their teeth? Do you care, to be honest?
Yeah, I only make them brush their teeth once a day.
Well, obviously, no one's brushing twice a day.
I think Luca brushes twice a day. Just
because
he's like a teen.
Yeah. Like, is Dom?
Teen. He's getting a facial right now, by the way.
Oh.
Luca. I just dropped him off at the facial.
Luca room. Is. Oh.
What a dream.
Luca is. Ezra definitely isn't. Dom is Ezra and Dom probably once a day. And I'm happy with that. I'm happy with once a day.
But you just say, brush your teeth. And they're like, okay.
Usually Dom does it when he takes a bath or a shower at night. And yeah. Yeah. He just started doing it himself. Like, I was doing it for him.
I wonder if like summer throws everything off too.
They need to brush their teeth.
Because there's less of a routine.
Thank you.
Less of a routine.
Yeah. Like,
absolutely.
Like, does Lola her teeth?
I want to like do a mom swap. They'd like probably kill me, but I just want to like go like super hard on them.
They'd be awesome with you. That's the thing. You wouldn't have to go super hard.
Oh.
They've
just got your number.
They're perfect children with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Kids are always better with
They've got
people.
My number. Like, whenever I leave them anywhere, literally, whenever I leave them anywhere, they're like, what have we done wrong with our kids? He is such a polite, gentle, kind. And I'm like, Ted? Like, with you, he'd be perfect. It's just being a mom. Like, I'm just too nice. I don't know.
I can't help here.
Wait, I was thinking about this when I was driving the other day. You're not having kids?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Eventually, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You wanted
me to be your surrogate. I forgot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're like, cocktail Gotti.
I know, seriously.
Cocktail Gotti.
After all of your stuff.
All of my mental health issues.
Please, I know.
Like, I think it's a full moon.
It'll have good feet.
I don't know. Some days I'm strict and some days I'm not. It's funny. Luca the other night told my sister-in-law that he thinks I'm so strict. And I said to her, I go, I wish. I go, do you think I'm strict?
No, I don't.
I'm like, I wish that was true. I don't think it's true.
No.
My parents were so strict.
I think that, look at
so,
how great
so
you are.
Strict.
Look at you now. paid off.
It like makes me, you rebel. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Like my parents didn't let me watch TV. Like,
oh yeah,
no
you,
TV.
You said that and then you and went ham.
And now I work
Speaking
in television.
Of TV, did like, you guys watch Joe versus the Volcano?
No, I couldn't find it. Where is it?
What?
They archived it. No one's showing it anymore.
Shut up. You haven't even looked for it.
I have not.
Let's see. I agree with you though, Ryan. I do think it does sort of push you the other direction.
Yeah.
If they're too strict.
See, it's on Tubi. Who has Tubi?
Oh, I have Tubi. I'm on Tubi once
Apple
a night.
Apple TV. I'll pay you guys back the $3.99.
Okay, no, I'll buy it.
Prime Video, $3.99.
Can I tell you something?
I have a flight to.
They've archived it.
I have a flight tomorrow. I'll watch it on my flight.
You know
tomorrow.
What? I will tell you this much.
I think you'll like it.
Yes.
Ted, I'm very proud of that little guy because like this morning, Mike was like giving me a hard time about the artificial grass. He's like, I feel like you don't have a handle on this. And I was like, because like I didn't share a ton of details. I just handled it.
Does it look good?
I'm using your guy, Shane.
But you are?
Shane's good looking.
You're Shane.
I thought
Shane.
You like Shane? I thought you had somebody.
No, I'm using Shane. He was there today.
Oh, good. He should be very happy.
Rewind. You're putting artificial grass.
So we're putting artificial grass in.
Did you say you're my friend? I referred to you? Good.
And she and Ted was like, Mike and I weren't even bickering, but he was like, I just feel like you don't have a handle on this. I was like, back off. I've got a handle. He's like, you don't need to be so defensive. And I was like, you're being accusatory. That's why I'm defending myself. And Ted sat up. He was like, don't be so hard on mom. She works so hard.
Oh.
And then last night he made me like a patty melt. And he was like, eat the whole thing. You deserve it. And I'm like,
that's so sweet. But was it good?
Then you had McDonald's.
So you had to go to McDonald's.
I tasted the blood.
That's so sweet.
She works so hard.
Why would Mike think that you don't have a handle on it?
Because I didn't show him like the quote.
Did he think it would already be done by now? Like, what was
no?
The,
he was like,
what was the miss?
He was like, what parts of it is he handling?
He like, and I was like,
all of it.
Not seeing
I was like,
this,
all
he's
of
not
it.
Seen
yeah.
the steps.
And he's like, he's doing the road base. And I was like, yeah,
of course.
And he's
they
like,
all do. They all
he's
do.
He's like,
base.
What time is he showing up? I'm like, I don't know. He's
When's
like,
he doing it?
He already did half of it.
Oh, it's going to be gorge.
I did one step. I saw the one you did.
Oh, good. You would think the one I did is like too yellow, but it looks so natural.
Really? Shit.
Did you, you've seen my, mm-hmm. yeah, but like the swatch of it, I went with one that has more like some yellow, brown.
I can't visualize this. It's not like turf.
Turf.
It's artificial
like
turf. Yeah.
Oh, it's like the one on a football field.
Yes.
Got it.
But if you go too green, it can look really fake if you're doing a big,
area.
A footprint.
Yeah.
But you're just doing, I don't think you could probably do no wrong because you're just going around the thing. Yeah.
I have such
you saw the
grass.
One, you saw the one I picked. Yeah.
I ended up doing his favorite.
Well, he knows he's good.
He's good.
We kind of got into a fight recently and then he came around and we're going texting back and forth and then he backed down and like offered to like give me basically like more money than I was even asking for back. And I was like, no, I want your guys to like have, you know, some whatever. It was like, it doesn't really matter why we were fighting, but we got into like a little fight.
Just so you know, price wise, he is.
Yeah.
Very competitive because we had another quote.
I know. I did the same thing.
And the guy was like, here's how much it'll cost. And if you pay all cash, and then in parentheses, not Zelle or Venmo, cold hard cash, he'll bump you for another client. And I'm like, who's going to carry around like $13,000 in cash?
Bump you?
You go to the top of the scheduling list?
All, I don't want to pay someone in cash.
Are you that good that like, you need
I'm
to get to the top
someone
of the schedule.
In cash.
One guy came over and was like, you're going to need to tint those windows so the heat doesn't project down to the... It's like, you were like, this is too
you're going to need to tint these windows.
Like, he was like, I was like, this is way too involved. I can't. You're going to love it. I can't wait. Send me pictures.
Well, they're so, the well,
now everybody's going to listen to this episode and then...
Here, I'm going to send
him.
He's
going to
be impossible.
Shane?
He's going to be impossible to book because...
I called him.
You sent me his info Saturday. Uh-huh. Called him Saturday night. I was like, I want grass by next Friday. He's like, all right.
Amazing. Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Amazing.
So I'll show you what the pool looks like right now.
There's nothing there.
There's nothing there, but the pool's being filled.
Wow. Wow. Okay, you guys, do you know, and I
wait,
hope
real quick, just to close off your kids conversation.
Yeah.
I have a friend who every time I see her,
mm-hmm.
and I don't see her that often, probably like...
Do I know her?
Every 2 or 3 months, maybe. No.
Keep going.
And every time I see her, I'm always like, oh, how's it going? And the first thing out of her mouth is like, my kid's a fucking asshole.
Whoa.
Like every single time.
How old is this kid? Is said kid?
Probably like 10.
Oh, okay. Oh. Fair.
Is he an only child?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
No, maybe just kidding.
Maybe not 10. Maybe like 5 or 6.
Okay, and I'm Brian, like, that's you, a...
Okay, I'm like, do you ever want to get... Like, can you imagine that like that's your
so
life?
Sad.
You know what I mean? Like,
is she like a miserable person?
I mean,
is she married?
Of, but yeah. But I'm just like, for that to be like so controlling in your life that that's like how what you put out into the world, it's like you could have it so much worse. Like it could be so.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I don't like, that's a bad energy to be putting out into the world.
Right, right.
About so your
the
child.
Fact that you have a sweet, sweet boy who says this about you is so wonderful.
I know. Just a love muffin. Mm. I'm just like,
she works so hard.
Right.
She works so hard. Leave her alone. Be easy on her.
Oh. Like, stop it.
And you do.
I will love you until I die. And then after I die, I'll still love you.
Yeah, in the afterlife.
Fucking it'd be one thing if you didn't actually work hard. You do.
But I do. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
Can you tell us where you got this self-tanner?
Yeah, I texted the group. Pull it up.
You look so good.
Thank you. Okay. So
not only does she feel great, she looks great.
I think I had referenced
this. We get
it. I have referenced this. I mean, we can't all be like the perfect shade of tan as you.
I'm a little dark right now.
That's your old. You look good.
Agreed.
You don't spray tan though.
No.
So I had been researching. So Neutrogena, I told you, used to make my favorite. It was like a can spray can tan, whatever. And there's probably a horrible chemical in it. So I'd been researching what the best spray tan, like home spray tan is, right? And this kept coming up. A bunch of really good reviews. And I'm like, what, $50? I mean, my Neutrogena one used to be like $15.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ugh, I just can't. Like, it's so expensive for a bottle. And then my spray tanner came over to my house. And we were kind of chatting. I'm always asking about like what products she likes. And I was like, have you heard of this brand Norvell? And it has really good reviews. She goes, that's what I use. That's the solution I use in her machine.
Oh.
So I was like, fine. And I love the color because there's like no orange.
There's no orange.
It looks
and
great.
So I ordered it and I did it to myself. And I used a mitt to like, in fact, look, it's even cheaper with the mitt for Prime.
Yeah, what in the world?
And I did it with the mitt.
I did
like everything. It's like really good.
So wait, do you spray it on the mitt or on your body?
I spray it on my body
and then I use the mitt.
And then the face, it says just to spray onto like a sponge or like a brush. But I actually just like hold my breath and spray, you know, it's like, cause smoke. If you
when was this? This morning?
Yesterday.
It looks good.
Looks really good. It's butterscotch.
Good. Other thing I'll say
is.
There's definitely like purple undertones, not orange. Mm-hmm. So the other thing that's really cool, there's a bronzer in it. So it sort of immediately look kind of golden. And it dries like bone dry.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's not like sticky.
Bang it!
It's not sticky. Literally, you're dry within like 5 minutes and you can put clothes on. It doesn't transfer. It's bomb. This is the bomb brand. In fact, I looked up like a professional spray tan guns.
Yeah.
I was like, should I buy? It was $200. And then you can buy the solution. I'm like, should we be doing this to ourselves?
Yeah. I was going
to
say, did you put your tanner out of a job? When would you need her versus when?
Oh my gosh. We could buy a gallon of this for 60 bones.
And the gun's only $200.
Oh, wow.
Evelyn wants to go in on it too.
I'd go in on it.
And a tent.
Fuck it. We'll do it outside. Who cares?
Yeah. Well,
you don't need a tent.
We don't need a tent.
No, it kind of gets everywhere.
Mm. Oh,
where did you do it?
In my shower. Anyway.
This sounds great.
PSA, Norvell, everybody.
I think I might do the lotion instead.
The mousse or the lotion?
The lotion. I prefer a lotion over a spray. Spray is too wiry. I can't commit. The mousse might be nice.
All I know is look at the results I got from that.
It looks great.
Thanks, guys.
Well, try the lotion and then report back.
Yeah. And you'll
okay,
try
I'll
the
get
mousse.
The lotion.
I'll try the mousse.
I'll do the lotion. The lotion's only $8. What? Nope, $28. Never mind.
I don't trust that the lotion is as good.
Yeah. And I also, they make a rapid version. Well, she either does this or the rapid. And I venture to say that I think I like this better than the rapid. The rapid, if left on too long, will turn you orange.
Oh, I like that.
You like orange?
I don't care. I like dark.
Oh. Okay, you guys, Liz, our social media our social media girl, really? Woman. I'm like, should I call her a woman or a girl? I mean, she's kind of both. Woke up over the weekend with Bell's palsy.
Well, I don't know what that is.
When your face goes like numb. And
oh,
droops like
no.
That. Yeah.
But how bad is it, you think? Did she notice it?
Yeah. Her whole face was like droopy.
Oh, God.
The whole side of the face was droopy.
Is she okay?
It's improving. So basically the protocol is most people recover 100%. Some people always like will have like some remainder residual like paralysis.
Yeah.
So basically it comes from the...
Angelina Jolie has it?
She had it. Okay. It comes from the chickenpox virus, which can either cause, shingles or in rare cases this. So the protocol is antiviral, a steroid for, 2 weeks or so. My dad said B12 helped a lot, like for a week, injections of B12. And then Angelina Jolie did facial acupuncture, which her doctor actually recommended, Liz's doctor, and she did it and she said it helped dramatically. So
you know what else I think would help?
Another PSA for
probably
the world.
Probably a GLP-1.
Why? A little slap in the face. Why?
Because this is caused by inflamed nerves.
It's stress.
Yeah.
Oh, and you think because it causes anti-inflammation, the GLP-1?
Typically occurs when the facial nerve, which controls muscle, becomes inflamed.
And what? And GLP-1s reduce inflammation?
Reduce it drastically.
Oh. Mm. So anyways, her dog had a bunch of seizures the week before. And she was like, I've never been so stressed out. So it's fully like because of the stress.
She needs to put the dog down. What?
He was allergic to a medication. He's totally fine.
Oh, never mind. I was like, the dog needs to go. Sorry, Liz, your dog's got to go.
Anyways, Liz, we love you and we are thinking about you. Yeah. And I think you're going to be 100% in my hopefully like a month or two.
Angelina Jolie's face looks great, so you'll get there.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
I know.
Lord help us all. We are checking into a hotel together if this ever happens to me, the three of us, and we're just going to have a zen den. And you guys are going to tell me how much better it's getting every day.
Yeah. Imagine just waking up and just being
Ryan, I can't imagine.
Ugh. Yeah.
I'd be a mess.
Yeah. Samantha would have to move in with me. She couldn't feel anything. Ugh.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to live with me until that clears up.
Oh, like now?
And we're going to just stand up together. I'll be like, I do it on this side though. Chew it for me.
So those are my updates, guys. What else you got for me?
That's great.
Well, we spent 4th of July together.
Mm-hmm. You went to Disneyland on the 4th of July?
God, no.
I was like, oh.
Oh my gosh, no.
No.
We went to Lakeside.
Yeah.
And the fireworks were bomb, right?
They were amazing.
Did you see fireworks?
I did, but like not an official.
Yeah.
You know, there's just fireworks all over the city.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it's so crazy. I always forget this, how bad the air quality is on July 5th.
I forgot this too.
Yeah.
What?
Air quality on July 5th is always
horrible.
Everyone in LA.
Yeah, it was like 176. Yeah.
Wait, Lola kept complaining for like days after that her eyes burned.
That's why. Yep. July 5th.
It's not that I forgot. I like never
realized.
I mean, it should be illegal. It's ridiculous.
It is. Most of the fireworks going off are illegal. Anything that's like big is illegal.
Well, no.
Did you hear about
that? Like Universal does a show. And,
oh, no. But like when people do that in their backyards.
Yes.
Yeah. But I feel like it's from the bigger, like, you know, the Hollywood Bowl or the Universal or the, you know.
No.
You don't?
It's about the quantity. It's about that everybody's doing it, that there's so much. If just the Hollywood Bowl is doing it, it's fine. But like when everybody is doing it, there's a video. There's a video of like LA. It's like an aerial video LA. And 4th of July.
But is it every city?
See it.
Is it every
city? No, it's like mostly LA, I think.
Oh, wow. Everything's illegal unless used for professional displays.
We're the worst off other than other cities?
Sure.
Why?
Just because.
I don't know.
It's easy to get fireworks?
No, that's not it.
No?
I mean, I feel like you're probably right, but I wonder why. That's probably part of it. It is easier. We're like close to Mexico. We can get them easy.
Yeah.
Guys, no.
What?
No, because go to the Midwest. People are doing these type of fireworks in their driveway. And you're like, dense? What?
Because it's like dense?
Maybe.
I think that.
And how many people have to get hurt?
I don't know. Maybe it isn't just out.
Maybe because it's dry.
Yeah. Oh, that too.
It's dry. So it permeates.
It's not bringing it down.
Yeah.
And how many people have to get hurt before people stop doing this at their house? Did you hear about
it's
the little
insane.
Girl who was
it's
killed?
It's crazy. What? Yes.
You know what I'm talking
every
about?
Year there's at least
the Korean girl, the little Korean girl.
There's what at happened? Least one person who dies. Yeah. People's limbs get blown off. It's crazy.
It's so dumb. Like,
it's
what
so
are you
stupid.
Doing?
Yeah.
I don't know. They had a lot of fireworks at this house, and I just caught a glimpse of the story, and somehow it looks like they all got set off, and they were all still kind of together.
Scary. Yeah.
It didn't look like one went awry. They all, and she was close to it and got hit by them. And
have you seen that video from a few years ago of the San Diego firework? It was like the official like city fireworks display, and they accidentally set them all off at the same time.
No.
Wait, can we pull up that video?
Oh my.
Is that crazy?
Oh my God.
Wait, you guys, I just saw this clip. Did we not talk about this before?
Oh my God.
Sandra, did we talk about this before?
How are boats not catching on fire?
I know, right? And I would like be running away. I'd be like, what is the fallout from this?
Wait, so where is this
located? It looks
located?
Like the show, The Fallout. It's like literally a nuclear bomb.
Is that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What a waste of money too.
I know, seriously. Well,
but nobody was hurt, it seems.
No, no, no. Okay. No. Because I mean, the space is still cleared.
Yeah. Wow. Wow,
15
whoa.
Seconds. Look at, oh my God.
Oh my God, wait, they're everywhere?
Yeah, why are there three? Oh!
Because
they're supposed to be like synchronized.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. The whole show blew up and.
That's crazy.
15 seconds. Well, that would have been cool to see.
I was
going
to say, it's kind of spectacular.
And also, it got a lot of press.
I bet that would hurt your eyes to watch that.
Yeah. It's like how they have to wear sunglasses for the atomic bomb test.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Actually, you're probably right.
Yeah. That's why I would be running away.
That's damaging. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but the air quality is such a fascinating thing. Like, why are we allowed to pollute like that?
Great question.
Yeah. I mean, I love a good firework, but. I could do without.
Yeah. I could do without.
I love fireworks.
You're not, your mind fireworks. Isn't blown after this 4th of July.
It's unbelievable. I'm like, how do they do that? You know?
Yeah.
Like, or every time I'm watching it, when they do a shape or a color, I'm like, how do they do shapes?
Well, the drone thing now, they should just do drones.
Drones are unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Did I tell you about when I went to Dodgers Pride Night? Did I tell you about this?
No, but I saw something similar when I was, I was there. I was there on Pride.
Where it was a door.
Yeah.
It was a closet and the closet.
This doesn't impress me much.
The drones made a
it
closet.
Doesn't?
No.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
The drones made a closet and then the closet opened and then a rainbow came out.
Was this when you were leaving the parking lot?
No, I stayed in the stadium.
Oh, what is all that? Yeah.
Those are the drones.
Isn't that crazy?
Drones are crazy.
I mean,
and
I see what they're doing. They light up.
It's wild. Look at how many.
They're like little things.
5,000 drones
like
make a large drone.
Look how many people involved in that.
What a waste of human manpower.
I was just thinking it'd be cool
it's
if they,
cool.
they could all like.
I think it's cooler than fireworks.
It's definitely better for the environment.
You don't get the boom, but.
Yeah, but look, it's so controlled.
That's what's cool about it.
Ugh, no thanks.
There was one.
Put a shape in the sky and I'm in.
There was one at my house or by my house the other night.
It made a turkey.
Hold on. I'm going to show you guys.
That's crazy.
There was one by my house the other night. I think they were like testing it out before 4th of July. Did you hear my stomach? It's like.
They're expensive.
Fireworks or drones?
Drones.
I just sent you. This was like right outside my house. I just sent it the video.
Also,
I mean, whoa.
Also,
that's
this
cool,
is great
Potty.
Because like you don't have to worry about a tree catching on fire.
Yeah, and if you were right there, I bet you would.
I bet it would be
you would eat
cooler
your
in person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
the manpower though involved with setting all those.
I can't wait for Halloween and Christmas. Ugh,
love
I can't
holidays.
Wait.
Here's like, this was outside of my house the other night.
Oh.
Oh, God.
See, that's cool.
What is that, though?
It's for Altadena Girls something. I don't know. I think they were testing it out at Lake Hollywood before. before, maybe it was probably meant for Altadena, I'm sure.
Guinness World Record.
But they spell stuff.
Oh, no, no, no. This is over.
Yeah, look.
That's
watch.
So cool.
They spell.
And you just like program it.
Yeah, you can, keep, you can fast forward.
What do you do?
You program it.
Program. I guess you program it. Anyways, it ended up spelling. There's another video, but it doesn't matter. They ended up spelling AltadenaGirls.org. It was like to That's support crazy. Those girls. But it was cool. It was like a whole presentation. Yeah. I don't know. Look at her. She hates
I'm
it.
Into it.
I'm into it. It too.
I love drones.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool.
Dorks.
I was Googling today if Waymo's going to like expand.
Waymo's, there's so many now, I feel.
I'm obsessed.
In my commute, I like am always, every day, like three or four.
I know. I and they're aggressive.
It's crazy. I want to try. I haven't tried one yet.
Mike took his first one.
Let's take it, the three of us. Let's go somewhere.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I
bet you they come here, do they?
I'm like a little nervous, but I am intrigued by not having to talk to a driver.
Can you sit in the driver's seat?
No.
Oh my God. No, but it's amazing not having to talk to a driver.
I know. It's great.
You're like totally at peace. Let me see right now. I'm going to pull up the app and see if they come here.
I don't think the
not yet.
The radius is.
It's not big enough.
Is big.
Yeah. Where to, Samantha?
Are you done with your.
Yes.
Let liquid me see. IV already?
Oh, it won't take me. It won't take me to my house.
Like, I don't know if I turn the corner from it, but I guess it's a little better.
I feel so much better.
Current location outside of service area. Like, guys. Stop.
It's expanding.
So I was thinking they might never expand to the Hollywood Hills because, you know, it's a little precarious in the streets or whatever. But then my friend made a great point and said they started in San Francisco and they go up and down those crazy windy hills. And so I don't know. I'm excited. I mean, I'm a big fan.
I think
they're so cool.
Yeah.
And when you get in this music place, it's like,
you can't play your own music.
You can. But when you get in, it's initially like
I'm
a zen.
Try this.
It's like
I'm
a relaxing spa.
Can it take you to the airport? Is it that far yet?
Yes, they can take you to the airport. They go all the way, I think, from like downtown to Franklin, sort of by La Brea, and then they go to Santa Monica.
I like
Let me see if they go to the airport. Yeah.
They're so cool.
Where to?
Have any gotten in accidents yet? No problems yet?
LAX.
That's crazy that there's been no accidents, no issues, no one's been kidnapped, nothing. That's great.
Kidnapped by the car?
Jesus.
The car
except that I showed you the clip.
That's one of my big fears.
Kidnapped by Waymo?
The car just like takes me and it was like programmed by.
Whatever. I'd rather a Waymo take me than an Uber driver take me.
That's true.
But remember, the only thing that we saw was when they all go home and they were all like malfunctioning and like they were like honking and people in the apartment building were like, we can't sleep. The Waymos are crazy. Right?
I mean.
You loved that.
That made me laugh so hard.
Yeah. She was loving it.
That made me laugh so hard. Because they honk when they see each other, they honk.
Yeah.
Oh, to say hi?
So it's like.
Oh my God.
They let him, like, they'll let the car know. They're like, hey, I've got a spot open next to me. So.
Oh, that's so cute. They're like talking
so
to each
cute,
other.
But not when you're living above that
next
lot.
To them.
Oh my God,
yeah.
I know. We have a lot of, in our neighborhood, we have a lot of the delivery.
Oh, cars. The little guys?
Yeah.
The little guys?
And the other day.
They all have a name.
Yeah.
And the Postmates?
The other day, saw one that was stuck in the middle of the crosswalk.
No. I can't. Aww. They hurt my feelings.
I know.
They're kind of cute.
They're super cute. I like how they.
Wally.
I like how when they see you, they stop.
Eva.
Yeah.
I know that it's because they don't want to hit you, but it makes it seem like they're going, good day.
But sometimes, do you sometimes see them with like a handler?
I've never seen
one with a handler.
Like, no, they like don't walk right next to it. They walk like a few steps behind or in front.
No.
No?
Never.
Okay, maybe they're not affiliated.
I've never seen
no,
it
I handler. Think that's just someone walking.
Never seen it with a handler before.
He was stuck in the crosswalk.
What is wrong?
I was told. I don't know if this is true.
Yeah,
but I was told that because they're not automatic; they're like physically driven by a person at a desk.
But
maybe that's the handler.
And the name is the person who's driving it.
That's bullshit.
Is that not true?
No. Why? I believe that.
Because what a waste of time.
Like, it's like...
Get out of your seat and just deliver the damn meal.
Right.
Instead of sitting there playing Pac-Man at a desk.
Can we Google how does it work?
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
How does it work? That's true.
Because I was told this and I was like, oh, that makes sense. And then I heard that it's actually just an urban legend.
Delivery, particularly food service, like Uber Eats.
Small
often,
and box-shaped, navigate slow.
These robots are typically small and box-shaped, navigate sidewalks and streets to deliver food and other items.
Yeah.
But are they, okay, how it works.
Are
customers using delivery apps, the robots are often monitored by a remote human operator who can interfere if needed.
So they're not driving it, they're just being monitored.
The benefits are these robots are often cited as being more environmentally friendly than traditional delivery vehicles for short distances and can potentially reduce costs for both delivery companies and customers. They also address the issue of some delivery workers potentially losing money.
Interesting.
I mean, do they deliver food to you?
I've never used it, but they deliver to my neighbors.
Like once, do they go, like, how does it know it's you?
You know Giada, they pick up wraps from Giada, and it's so funny. They go to the front and then they open the thing and then they like load them in.
Stop it. It really looks like Wally.
It's too cute.
He's like, hello. Cute.
It's actually like a little rude how cute it is. Julius.
See, look, it stops. It sees you and it's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Jules.
Go ahead.
Pardon.
Go ahead.
Jules just is like laying in bed. Like.
So I guess the names are not the people driving it.
Fascinating. Well,
like Jules seems lost.
I mean, if he's at, that's it. That's where In-N-Out is. I bet you he's picking up an In-N-Out.
In-N-Out doesn't do Postmates.
No.
Oh.
It's a crying shame. Mm. All right. Don't worry about it.